අත්ති සුඛ, භෝග සුඛ, අනන සුඛ, අනවජ්‍ය සුඛ. සුඛ මින් හැපිනස්. සු මින් ප්‍රසන්ට්, ක මින් ෆීලිං. සුඛ. දු මින්ස් අන්ප්ලසන්ට්, ක මින්ස් ෆීලිං. දුක්ඛ. සුඛ දුක්ඛ. Four kinds of sukha, happiness, you must have. What are those four? Atti sukha. You must have something. This is mine. My house, my land, my business, my bank account, my jewelry. You must have something. To lead a worldly life, that is very important. Buddha has not neglected this thing. You have to start from there. Therefore, you must have. He never say whatever you earn, donate and meditate. Atti sukha, bhoga sukha. Enjoy your life by spending what you have earned. See? You can enjoy your life without adapting immoral, wicked, harmful, dangerous method. Very respectable way you can enjoy your life. Because that is natural. Whole life is divided into four periods. Saisavebhyasata vidyanam yavane visayesinam vardhake munivrittinam yogenante tanutejam. Four periods. From birth up to the death. When we are young, young boys and girls, we had to devote our life for study. We should not get involved with so many other activities. Concentrate only on education, study. Because that is the period for people to learn. Whatever they learn, record easily. Now we cannot learn. Do you know when I was ordained as a monk at the age of 12? The teacher who ordained me taught one gatha. He recited only twice. He did not write anything. Alaso gihi kama bhogi nasadhu. Asanyato pabbajito nasadhu. Raja nasadhu anisammakari. Yo pandito kodano so nasadhu. Twice he recited, recorded. Because the recording head is very sharp at that age. That is why we had to spend our time for learning can record very easily. Today, if anybody recited 100 times, I cannot remember. Because recording is worn out. Now you can understand why we had to devote our time only for a study. Saisavebhyasta vidyana. Yavane visayesina, now completed education. Now they are not children, they are youth. They are young boys and girls. Time has come for them to experience worldly, sensual pleasure. It is not against any religion, but reasonable way. That age, that period is for that purpose. experience worldly sensual pleasure. It is natural. Only thing, by violating, we make mistake. Religion is important to guide us. Otherwise, they can enjoy their life. Religion never says you should not enjoy. See, this is natural. Third period. We have reached the middle age. We are no more youth. Now we have more knowledge, maturity, experience, understanding in our mind. Reduce sensual pleasure you have already had. Don't enslave to your sensual pleasure at this age. Because the maturity, knowledge, understanding, experience are there. You have to devote this period to do some service to others, to guide others, advise others, correct others, because you have experience. Third period. Respect the elders. This saying is because of this. Elders always guide us, teach us, point out our weaknesses, mistakes, therefore we respect them. Then the last period. Yogenante tanutyajanam. Now we have reached the end of our life. When we reach up to that extent, we should not keep attachment, craving, anger, jealousy, grudge and ill will, all these things in our mind. Because we are going to depart. If we depart from here with all the evil forces, we carry these evil things into the next lives. Attachment, property and everything hand over. The children or any others who are entitled. Then no attachment, no worries, no craving. Have free mind. Mind must be free. Then not scared of death. Because people don't like to die, still they have craving, attachment, so many disturbances, burdens, responsibilities. Release all these things. Have free mind. When the mind is free, we get the chance to recall, to remember all the good deeds, meritorious deeds, what we have done. Then enjoy life. By thinking, oh, I have done this, I have done this, I have done all the good deeds, meritorious deeds. Then gain happiness, confidence. Then that person knows, after his or her death, next existence or rebirth cannot become unfortunate one. Confidence. So with confidence, we can depart from this world. I can give an example. I had a good friend, he is a British, later became a Buddhist. One day I received a letter from him. Still I have that letter. Written like this. Venerable Sir, I think you will be very happy to know that I died today. He has returned this letter, handed over to somebody. When he died, put the date and post. That's why he says, I died today. Then written there are two reasons why you should be happy. First thing, as an old man who had been suffering very painful sickness, after my death, I'll be free from this. That is the first reason. Second reason, ever since that I have become a Buddhist, I tried my best not to break any of the five precepts. I tried to uphold the five precepts with confidence. So, if there is another life hereafter, that life cannot become miserable one. That is the second reason why you should be happy. Here, he had that confidence. I have not violated my five precepts, therefore, with confidence, he can depart from this world without fear and worry and suspicion. These are the very good lessons. We never think in this way. I know a man, a very rich man. He is about to die. He invited me to go and do some blessing. Doctors say any moment death take place. But the bunch of key is keeping under pillow. Occasionally he put the hand and see whether it is there. Can you imagine? At that moment also he cannot reduce the craving attachment toward the property. How unfortunate. Very unfortunate. We had to release all these things from our mind. Have full freedom. Then happiness, confidence. Recall all the good deeds what we have done. Then we can say goodbye with confidence. These are the things, as Buddhist way of life, we have to learn. So, we should not think that as Buddhists we should not work hard, we should not earn, we should not collect. In Sigalovada Sutta you might have heard how Buddha has introduced Buddhist economy. Sigalovada Sutta. Whatever you earn, you have to divide into four. Assume 2,000 per month. Divide 500. Ekena bhoge bhunjai. You can spend only 500 for your food. Don't spend more than 500 for the food. Dvihi kammam payoje. Now two. That means 1,000. This 1,000 you can use for your duties, responsibilities, obligations, payments and donations and for everything. Only 1,000. Then 500 remain. Chatuttancha nidhapeya. This 500, the Buddha says, you must invest. You see, the religious teacher who advised her to renounce, here the Buddha says, you must invest. Why? When you have done that, you gain confidence. You know, when we are sick, when we are old, when we are in trouble, even without depending on our children, without begging, asking from others, we have what we have accumulated enough until we die. So that confidence is important for you because you are leading worldly life. People never think how Buddha has started this Buddhist way of life. Slowly, 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 fulfilling your duty. Now you can understand economy. It is important. Then come to social. As humans, we must have our dignity, human values, and we have to use human intelligence. You must have manners, and what do you call, maintain our culture. And there are so many things, how to behave, how to talk, how to associate, how to work with others, how to live with others, without becoming nuisance to others. All the technique we had to learn. How to talk to others. Now you want to go and see young Diputu Agong. Go and say, hello Agong, how are you? You must know the language what you have to use there. When you come to the temple, different language. And certain other places in front of children and women, you must know what to talk, what not to talk. Manners. Therefore, our social life, to lead a gentle life. No one can complain, accuse, criticize, condemn. If we know Buddhism, everything, but no use. If we have no manners, if you do not know how to talk, if you do not know how to behave in certain places, therefore, social life is important for you to maintain your dignity. Then everybody respect you. Nobody condemn you, appreciate you. That is the third stage, social. Then come to devotion. There is no religion without devotion. What is devotion? Heart to heart understanding. Devotion. Not for the namesake, not to please anybody, and not to escape from troubles and disturbances, but with full confidence. We do some religious work with devotion. Without devotion, there is no religion. Now you come and pay respect to the Buddha. You can maintain devotion. You honor, appreciate great virtues, qualities, wisdoms of the Buddha, services rendered by the Buddha. By doing that, you gain some sort of feeling. You are doing this with confidence, not to please the Buddha. Many people go and pray to God, praying and praying and praising the God, expecting something from God. We do not practice Buddhism in that way, by expecting something from the Buddha. You don't go and ask numbers from the Buddha. A devotional aspect, with confidence, heart to heart, understanding. Not only for the namesake, not to please others, but with full confidence. You follow religious way of life. That is devotional aspect, most important for religion. Devotion. Then come to intellectual side. We have started from the beginning up to this end, but still our knowledge, our understanding are not very clear. We follow certain religious principles. We try not to do certain things. We try to do certain good things. Still our knowledge, our understanding is not clear. We had to develop that intellectual aspect. Intelligence, only human beings. Other living beings have no intelligence. They have their mind to use, to find out their food, their shelter, their pleasure, their protection. These four things. They cannot extend their mind further because there is no intelligence in them. But as humans, we have, all of us have, but our hidden intelligence, we do not know how to bring up. We can cultivate, we can develop. We cannot think, oh, we are stupid. We do not get intelligence through academic knowledge, book knowledge, worldly knowledge. Because people say they are well-educated people, are still doing so dirty, wicked thing. Their education means worldly knowledge, academic knowledge, book knowledge, but no development in the mind. What is the meaning of education? It is a Latin word. Original word is edico. Edico means development, development, development. When we introduce as education, we confined only for the academic knowledge, worldly knowledge, book knowledge, job-orientated knowledge. No development in the mind. Development of the mind is different thing. That knowledge is another thing. By using that knowledge, they can do very wicked, cruel thing. That means no development in the mind. That is why Albert Einstein has said, science without religion is blind. Yes. Scientists who develop up to maximum level, they are intelligent, but no religion to guide them. Therefore, they misuse, abuse to produce the thing to destroy the whole world. Intelligent. See, they use their intelligence to produce certain thing to destroy the whole world. That is what everybody is suffering today. The Buddha also used the same human mind. But he developed and cultivated and purified and developed to gain enlightenment, to guide the whole world, and for us to lead a noble, respectable, harmless life. Same intelligence, misuse, one side, scientist, and Buddha developed to serve others. Therefore, our intelligence we had to develop to understand why these things are immoral, why these things are moral, why these things are harmful, why these things are shameful. We had to develop our mind to understand this thing. In Sanskrit language, they use the word vidya. Vidya dadati vinayam. Vidya, education in Sanskrit, vidya, gives discipline. Education means discipline we develop in our mind. When discipline is there, vinayadeti patrata. Everybody respect, everybody welcome. Nobody want to harm and disturb because we have discipline. That is called education. In the modern education, no discipline at all. Cruelty, wickedness, cunningness, they develop through their education. That is why today whole world is a battlefield, madhouse. We do not develop our intelligence in proper manner. Here Buddhism teaches us how to develop our intelligence, our understanding, deep understanding, to know why these things are wrong and wicked and harmful and dangerous, why these things are important, useful. That is called intelligence. Now we have come up to this. But many people start from the beginning, halfway they stop. They don't want to go further. Come up to the devotional aspect, beyond that, no intelligence. Then last item is a spiritual development. A spiritual development means by knowing our five senses bring external object into our mind and disturb, create jealousy, anger, fear, worries, disturbances, suspicions, insecurity in our mind. These five senses, certain vision, certain sound, certain smell, certain taste and feeling, five things. If not, mind itself create mental object, six channels disturb the mind. Every second the mind has to struggle whether to accept or to reject, or good or bad. Mind cannot understand. Therefore, advice given by the Buddha is this: stop all the five senses. Don't allow senses to bring object into the mind. Close. Then the mind start to create mental object. Close that chapter. Now, mind get the chance to relax and relax and relax and relax. No disturbances. When the mind is relaxing, the organs, you know, most of our organs disturbed by the mind. Immediately we can see palpitation, blood circulation, how anger, shock affect our organs. So when these external objects are not disturbing the mind, mental object not creating disturbances, mind is relaxing. Mental energy is there. That energy is not polluted. Then the organs of our body also get the chance to work in normal way. Excitement, fear, anger, cruelty cannot disturb the organs. How many people collapse and die due to sudden cruelty and anger and shock? Mind created. So when we allow our mind to calm and relax, the wasted mental energy You know, every time we have to use mental energy to see something, to hear something, to smell, taste, feeling. Without mind, we cannot do anything. So we are wasting our mental energy through these channels. Now, mind is not wasting mental energy. Accumulating, rejuvenating mental energy. When energy is developed, then fear disappears, worries disappear, suspicion disappears. We get courage, we get knowledge, we get confident, we have no fear because the mind is strong. Now small children, why they always cry for a minor thing? Because their mind is very, very weak. So, when we develop this mental energy up to that extent, physically and mentally, very healthy, then the mind can deal with things very reasonable way. Cannot blindfold, cannot cheat our senses. When a person comes and show, a magic show, how they cheat our eyes. Simple example. They bring a pigeon, holding the head here, the body, ask another man to come and cut. And so head and body are then joined, released, pigeon fly. We believe. We do not know how he cheated our eyes. Many things were happening through our eyes and ear and all the senses like this. But when you develop this mental energy, cannot bluff, cannot cheat, we develop mind, mental energy. Then we take one particular object into that mind, because mind is unbiased now. Then analyze to know the realistic attitude, not as they appear, but as they are. We can see only as they appear, but we don't know what they are. So when we take object into that mind, when the mind is unbiased, we get the chance to see what it is, analyze, then develop, gain enlightenment in the end. See? How we started and how we ended. Buddhist way of life with final salvation and enlightenment. Now time is nearly 10 o'clock. Started what time? 8:20 we started. Anyway, I think we have not wasted our time. What you have to do, you cannot remember all these things. When you meet each other, discuss, then you can renew ideas. If there's any difficulty, again you can come and discuss with an educated monk or one who knows the subject very well. Then you can lead a very respectable, very gentle, very noble religious way of life as Buddhist way of life. Thank you very much, sir. When we give a religious talk, please remember, many people still do not know, we do not clap like this. It's only for political meetings. We have to learn to say sadhu. Sadhu means excellent, wonderful, well done. Then encourage others. So in future, when you attend any religious service, please don't do like this. Say sadhu. We have to train children also. Yes, everything is time is. I think.
Chief Reverend, I think we still can allow for just a short and quick Q&A if anybody has got any questions to ask.
Yes, few minutes.
So don't waste this opportunity. We have got caller's mic. If you feel that, don't feel like coming up here to ask a question. So our brother Sunny has got two caller's mic. You can speak from where you are sitting.
Once my brother in Singapore asked me this question. Something like this. Buddha says, if you serve the sick, you serve me. What does that mean?
You serve what?
If you... The sick people, then you serve me.
It is the saying of the Buddha. Do you know that? Yo gilanam upatteti, so mam upatteti. Sayings of the Buddha. Because, sit down please.
Thank you.
One day, the Buddha visited the monk's quarters. He saw a very sick monk, neglected by all the other monks. Nobody wanted to attend to him. Then the Buddha asked Ananda to go and boil some water. The Buddha washed his body and attended to him and gave this advice. Yo gilanam upatteti, so mam upatteti. Remember, when you attend to a sick man, you are attending to the Buddha. These are the sayings of the Buddha. How he appreciated. That is the meaning.
For the benefit of all, you see, Buddha taught us the five precepts, you see, which all Buddhists should, try the best to do, to observe to the best they can. With that in mind, you see, so the question was asked, does that itself will ensure you a good rebirth, see? It means, in other words, you close the door of hell. Can you elaborate on that, Dr. Ranga?
No, I could not catch actually. What is the question?
Can you
please come in? Easy, very easy for me to understand. Please. No need to use the mic, you know. Yeah, come. What is your problem? Yeah.
Buddha says the five precepts, according to the best that you can.
Yeah.
You see.
Then?
So, with that in mind, we do it consistently, the door of hell is closed to us. Is that so that there's no need for us to do a lot of ritual, a lot of chanting, things like that. I mean, just observe that itself will give you a good
idea. Now I can understand. It's a good question, you know. He says, Buddha has advised us to observe the precept. Then why do we want to organize these rites and rituals and ceremonies and worshipping and offerings and chanting and this and that? These are the activities organized by us to influence others, to bring others, otherwise they never come and join with us. Simply go and preach Abhidhamma, they run away. Meditation, they run away. Organize certain things for them to come and participate and attend. Then slowly, try to introduce. These are the important aspects. Now small children, when they are very young, they play with all the toys. When they grow, they throw them away. It's exactly like that. When you develop your knowledge and understanding, you are not interested in rites and rituals and all these ceremonies and all these things. Go deep aspect. That is seal. One item. There are three. Sila, Samadhi, Panya. You have to complete all the three, not the only first item. Sila means discipline, not to violate immoral, wicked, cruel, harmful, dangerous things. Now that is sila. But that is not enough. Then you have to attend to Samadhi. Samadhi means calmness of the mind. We cannot calm the mind simply by stopping bad deeds. Evil thoughts or evil ideas, silly ideas, always appear in our mind. By allowing them to appear in our mind, there is no calmness in our mind. That is why we had to concentrate more on one particular object without allowing those evil thoughts to appear in the mind. Otherwise, naturally they appear. That is the calmness, Samadhi. Now mind is very calm. Evil thoughts do not appear. Not enough. We control them. We suppress them. Again, slowly, 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 they come. Therefore, we have to develop panya, wisdom, understanding, realization. When we develop up to that extent, those evil thoughts cannot appear in the mind anymore. Sila, Samadhi, panya, three things.
Your Reverence, can you explain why it is different from other world religions, and as technically it is not a religion, and some of the rituals and types of worship practice in some of the Asian countries here, are they consistent with the true Buddhist teachings? Thank you.
Just now I have mentioned all these rites and rituals and practices not introduced by the Buddha, introduced by us from country to country according to their tradition, culture, way of life, to influence others, to bring others. Otherwise, there's no real religious value in them. Without practicing any rites and rituals, we can remain as very good Buddhist if understanding is there. To attain the first stage of sainthood, sotapanna, there are four stages to attain nirvana. Sotapanna, sakadagami, anagami, arahat, four. To attain the first stage of sainthood, there are three things we had to eradicate from our mind. Otherwise, we cannot attain the first stage of sainthood. Sakkaya ditthi, vichikiccha, silabbata paramasa. These three things. Sakkaya ditthi. Many people believe that we have eternal soul, self. After our death, we go and remain in heaven forever, enjoy our life. As long as we keep this in our mind, we can attain first stage of sainthood because it is imagination. Second one, vichikiccha. Vichikiccha means without thinking, without studying, without observing, without investigating, simply say, oh, we don't believe all these things. There are people. Now let us take rebirth. Many people say, oh, we don't believe that there will be rebirth. but they never try to understand whether we have enough reason, evidence to prove that it is true. No. Example. Today, religion is not important to understand that there will be another life after our death. Religion is not important. Don't depend on religion. Don't say Buddha says like that. No need. Our own experience. How many children suddenly remembered their previous birth where they were explained everything from A to Z? People from many parts of the world come and study. Correct. What they have said. My father is so-and-so, my mother is so-and-so, I lived in this house, I was doing this job, this is my sister, this is my brother, this is my... Everything they explain. Can they deny? Another thing. Hypnotism. Some people have developed to hypnotize a person. Then what they do, the mental energy penetrates into subconscious mind. All our memories are deposited in the subconscious mind. Psychology can explain this very clearly. We cannot remember, but memory is there in the subconscious mind. So when we hypnotize some people, according to their subconscious mind, they mention, oh, last birth, I was so-and-so, I was there, what I have been doing, all the detail. How many cases are there? This is without any religion. When we come to religion, then there are many reasons. Why all these discrimination differences among the human beings? Who created this? You think God created this? Millions of people are dying without food, without shelter, without clothing, without medicine. Do you think God created them to suffer for nothing? For what purpose? It is not they were created by God. They come into existence without enough good karma for them to carry on, to maintain. That is more than enough for you to understand. That it is natural. Rebirth is not created by religion or God or Buddha. It is natural. Birth is natural. Sicknesses are natural. Old age is natural. Death is natural. No need to believe. If anything happens after our death, that is also natural. Not created by the God, not created by the Buddha. It is natural. This is enough to understand this. Okay, 10:15.
Yeah, I think it's enough for today. So before we end today's session, we would like to request the Chief Reverend to give the blessings to all the people.
Yeah. Please stand up with folded hand like this. Because you had to develop devotion. You had to forget all the other activities in the mind. Concentrate only toward this. Then the mind has no chance to create any evil thought, any bad thought. Mind is free from all the evil thought when you concentrate on this and pay attention with devotion. Again, when I recite something, I radiate my mental vibration, my kindness, my compassion for your well-being, for your good health. Communication, combinations of mental vibration, sound vibration here, then you will be affected. You get inspiration. After that, a lot of changes take place in your mind, in your brain cell, in your immune system. People do not know these things. This is not right attitude. This is very meaningful if you know how to do this practical way. bhavatu sabba mangalam rakkhantu sabba devata sabba buddhanu bhavena sada sutti bhavantu te bhavatu sabba mangalam rakkhantu sabba devata sabba dhammanu bhavena sada sutti bhavantu te bhavatu sabba mangalam rakkhantu sabba devata sabba sanghanu bhavena sada sutti bhavantu te nakkhattayakka bhutanam papaggaha nivarana parittassanu bhavena hantva te saṁ upaddave yandun nimittam avamangalam ca yocamanapo sakunassa raddo papaggaho dussupinam akantam Buddhānubhāvena vināsamentu, Dhammānubhāvena vināsamentu, Sanghānubhāvena vināsamentu, Dukkhappattāca niddukkhā, Bhayappattāca nibbhaya, Sokappattāca nissokā, Vantu sabbe pipānino, Sabbe buddhā balappattā, Pachekānaṁ cayaṁ balaṁ arahantānaṁ ca tejena rakkhaṁ bandhāmi sabbaso.
Sādhu, sādhu, sādhu.
Good health, peace of life, a long life for all of you. Thank you very much.
Sādhu, sādhu, sādhu.